good job. This week's parsha is actually supposed to be my bar mitzvah parsha. It was about a year before my bar mitzvah, and my father set this time as what my parsha was. And about must have been half a year after that, after I had supposedly already should have been finished already or done at least a good chunk of it. So then my dad came to me and said, "So sorry, but my father's a chazan." So he had like a Shabbos, a concert, whatever it was, that Shabbat that it would pretty much help cover the bar mitzvah. And so he moved my bar mitzvah parsha by a week. And I made it seem like I was so sad, but really it just covered up the fact that I had barely done the first few psukim already. And it was a good excuse for me to start again and pretend that's when I started, and I got all kinds of credit for starting so late and still finishing my parsha. But anyhow, so my real parsha is parsha chukat. But it is my birthday this week, though, so don't forget. Okay, anyhow, the beginning of the parsha says, Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kahat ben Levi, and it stops at Levi. And it doesn't go further back to Yaakov. So Rashi explains that why doesn't it say that? It says, V'lo yizkir ben Yaakov, shbikesh hachamim al atzmo, shelo yizkor shmo al machloktam. So it says that Yaakov requested that his name not be considered, not be included, and remembered in their machloket. So he does end up getting his name mentioned later on in the Navi when it talks about the people who are serving in the Levim, and it goes back and traces Korach to Yaakov. But certainly here, he had asked that his name not be included in the machloket of Korach. So that's the simple understanding why he doesn't have it. But there's also a contrast between Yaakov and Korach. Because both of them, if you see the psukim later on, talk about the kahalu. A few times it talks about how Korach gets everybody together into a group. And it seems like, even though it might be for negative purposes, we see this as the difference between the Dor HaMabul, which gets destroyed, versus the Dor HaPlaga, which doesn't get destroyed. Why? Because they had unity, at least. So we see also here, it seems like there's a lot of unity in this group. You know, Korach is able to gather this whole group, 250 people, plus all these other, you know, Datem Rav Yoram. And it sounds like we have a unified group that is coming together, which should at least give him some credit, at least. But it is actually the trait of Yaakov, which we can see later on in the end of Dvarim. It says, Torah tziva lanu Moshem, or Asha kihilat Yaakov. That there's an idea of also kihilah related to Yaakov. So what's the difference between the kihilah of Korach versus the kihilah of Yaakov? So Yaakov's trait, what is he known for? Do I know? Certain traits attributed to different of the Avot. Avram was Chesed, and Yaakov was? Emet. Combined, it works together. Terat Emet, that's what you meant. So Yaakov is known as Emet. He was the synthesis of Avram and Yitzhak. He is somebody who brings together, but in a force of Emet. That his unity was a true unity. It was a true unity of purpose. He has the unity of his children before he dies. We're learning the parashiyot now of Shema Yisrael in the Gemara that we're learning, right? And that's where Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto comes. They had unity of purpose. And when it comes to Korach, on the other hand, it seems like there's different purposes. We see that in a number of ways. First of all, Korach is singled out. It's Korach, and then there's Zedah. There's also Datan Vaviram, who seem to be singled out. We even see in the punishment that there were different punishments for different people. Some people were swallowed up. Some people were burnt alive, it seems, like fire. And we see that the unity that Korach had was a fake unity. It was a unity which seemed like, oh, yeah, everybody, let's get together. We have one purpose. But it wasn't one purpose. It wasn't Kishachad Velevachad. It was every person had their own individual goals. What was Korach's goal? Ultimately, he says, oh, Kulam Kedoshim, we're all Kedoshim. But really, his goal was that he wanted to be the Kohen Gadol. So on the one end, he seems like, oh, yeah, we're all Kedosh. But what does he ultimately want? He wants to be the Kohen Gadol. And that's why, by the way, why is this considered the paradigm of machloket, as is mentioned in Pirkei Avot? Why not all the other machloket? There weren't other machlokot before. We even have Kain and Heva. Why is this, right? Why is this considered the paradigm? Perhaps because of the fact that he hides himself in religion. In other words, this is the worst kind of unity. It's a unity that pretends to be unified. And not only does it pretend to be unified, but he comes with all these things, right? Oh, wearing talit that has all tchelet, hakwin. He comes and pretends to be all religious. He comes and pretends to have these high, lofty values, but in reality, was really very selfish and was only looking out for himself, hiding under that cloak of religion. Here we are as a group, right? We always talk about MTA Kaitzman, right? What is MTA? Right? Are we a group of individuals? You know, we are all individuals that are trying to gain our own individual goals. Sure, you have individual goals, but there's an overarching unity in the MTA. There's an overarching goal, which we've seen already from the beginning of this year's MTA, where everybody was committed to growing, to learning, and it's even more so clear, here we are in Kaitzman, the Beit Midrash is hopping. Guys are learning and pushing each other also. That's because we all have a common goal. It's not only about ourselves and our individual goals, which we all have, but it's also that we have a unity of purpose. We have a common goal of the way that it was Ke'ish Echad V'Lev Echad, when they were standing at Har Sinai. That's what we're doing. We're standing at our Har Sinai and getting our Torah, and that's the unity that Yaakov wants to be part of. That's the Kehilat Yaakov. That's the Marasha of Yaakov that we have, that we can have a unified purpose that we should keep in mind throughout Kaitzman. How do we attain that purpose? And it's not just about my individual self, but also how do I push the person next to me? How do I be careful not to talk in the Beit Midrash so the person next to me also learns? How do I push myself in every way, but also look out for the person next to me so we have a unified goal and a unified kehilah here in Eretz Tzvi? Bogadov. Okay,